New details in that deadly crash involving a Washington football team player. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP. Never miss a moment.
Good afternoon. I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local story we're following this hour. We have new details now in that deadly Loudoun County crash involving a member of the Washington football team last night.
We have two ejected. No entrapment. Just continue the whole assignment. We're going to need some additional hands.
The driver is trapped. The vehicle is trapped in the trees.
That's the sound of Loudoun County Fire and Rescue plus Sheriff's Office personnel moments after the crash that resulted in the death of 29-year-old passenger Olivia Peters. The scanner traffic, courtesy of OpenMHZ.com, captured the dramatic aftermath.
We have two patients ejected from the vehicle.
The female trauma patient is going to Stone Springs. The other red tag is going to Reston.
DeShazer Everett, who plays safety for the Washington football team, was behind the wheel and suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Matt Small, WTOP News.
I'm Megan Cloherty. 29-year-old DeShazer Everett is Washington's starting safety. Signed by the team in October 2015, he's defensive and two-time special teams captain. Very little information is being shared about the victim of the crash, 29-year-old Olivia Peters. In response, the Washington football team released a statement sharing its condolences and saying in part, "Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who's been affected by this tragedy. Our team has alerted the league office and is working with local authorities as we continue to gather more information." Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.